This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health. No matter the season or reason, breathe by UNatural makes it easier to do just that. Our super simple, no-nonsense formula helps improve the function and health of your lungs naturally. A time-tested supplement formulated specifically for sinus, nasal, and lung support. Breathe in. Enter eHealth 15 at checkout for 15% off at unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 for 15% off at eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Katie Lane, Director of Community Engagement at Rhea Health, an at-home evidence-based alcohol treatment through telemedicine. Rhea's science-backed platform is for anybody who wants to drink less alcohol and live a better life. And Katie, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today. So tell us more about Rhea Health and how it helps people who want to drink less alcohol or even stop for good.
Absolutely. So Rhea Health is quite unique, I would say, in the way that it provides alcohol treatment, especially as we think about, you know, historical, traditional ways of treating alcoholism. And I would say that there are three ways primarily that Rhea is set apart from traditional treatment programs. The first, as you mentioned, it's telemedicine-based, and we've been treating people since 2016 through telemedicine, meaning, you know, care can be delivered to someone from the comfort of their home, and it doesn't have to interrupt their schedule or their life. They don't have to go away to rehab or go to meetings every day. Really, the care is brought to them and on their schedule from the comfort of home or anywhere. And so that's the first thing. The second, I would say, is that we're an evidence-based program, meaning all of the tools and protocols that our physicians use to treat people with are backed by science and evidence proving that they work. And just to give you an idea of this, you know, in our program, what we've seen as far as the success rate is most of our members, and we did an analysis, most of our members saw a 75% reduction in their blood alcohol concentration levels after 12 months in our program. And that's compared to AA, which has been an estimated success rate of 5 to 10%. And not to say AA is bad, we are so glad it exists, and we think the more options, the better. But just the science-backed, evidence-based methods that are proven to work can, you know, really set someone up for success when they choose a treatment option to go to. And the third thing I would say is moderation for drinking is an option. And so they don't have to go cold turkey or abstinent to, you know, want to improve their relationship to alcohol. And I would say most people who join Rhea's program, they have a desire to drink in moderation or drink less or save it for special occasions. And so through evidence-based methods, people are able to reduce their drinking if they want, and they don't have to give it up cold turkey and for good and commit to sobriety for the rest of their life.
Certainly some fantastic information right there to kick things off here today, and really appreciate what you're doing in those regards. Now, tell us, if a person is finding it hard to control how much they drink, but they also don't want to go 100% abstinent, what other options do they actually have?
Yeah, so I think for someone to realize that, you know, alcohol use disorder should really be treated like a chronic illness, as opposed to kind of how we viewed it for so long, and that is that it's a moral failing. You know, there's something wrong with you. You need to go to talk therapy and figure out why you're a bad person who's drinking too much. And unfortunately, that's the way that I think, you know, for a long time our alcohol treatment has been viewed and provided to people. But if we can shift our perspective and view it as a chronic illness, like someone might get care for diabetes. If they've got diabetes, they're not going to tell them, you know, never eat sugar again and go get therapy because, you know, you failed. But more so, you know, if someone can understand, okay, this is a chronic illness, it's not me being a bad person, and know that there are evidence-based treatments like medication therapy, which is a component of Rhea's program, And when it's combined with some behavioral change therapy as well, the success rate is just phenomenal on that, because the medication, there are several medications that are being tested and proven and shown effective for alcohol use disorder, whether it's, you know, dealing with the cravings or dealing with binge drinking, or other things that are often associated with problematic drinking. Medications combined with therapy and tools and really a program, ideally, that can kind of help you through this process and make these behavior changes, just to know that those exist. And there's not just a one size fits all, you know, you've got to go to AA or you've got to go to rehab.
Katie, what if someone wants to go abstinent 100%? These methods can help them as well with that, right?
Yeah, they can. So, you know, abstinence is a totally reasonable goal. And if someone is just, you know, fed up and they do want to quit, but they're having a hard time, because, you know, often when someone quits cold turkey, there's a problem with alcohol cravings, and the cravings can become so intense that it causes somebody to relapse. And there are medications that exist that can help, you know, curb the cravings and help someone to overcome that part of it. And again, especially when combined with some sort of behavioral change therapy, it's totally possible as well. So if you're someone that wants to, you know, just quit for good, just know that there are evidence-based, proven effective medications and options that are alternative to just the traditional AA or 12 steps.
And from all the information that you have shared so far, Rhea Health is certainly helping in a big way in these regards. The name that says it all, Breathe You Natural's potent lung support supplement made by medical and herbal professionals, make it easier to do just that. Formulated for sinus, nasal, and immune health, save 15% with eHealth15 at unatural.com. Try it risk-free for 90 days, again with code eHealth15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're speaking with Katie Lane, Director of Community Engagement at Rhea Health and at-home evidence-based alcohol treatment through telemedicine. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Addiction Prevention and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Katie, I'd be curious, how did you actually get involved with Rhea?
Yeah, you know, long story short, I am a success story of medication therapy for my own alcohol use disorder. I battled with alcohol and problem drinking for 10 years and tried so many things to quit and try to drink less and try to control my alcohol, and nothing stuck, nothing worked long term. It was just getting worse and worse progressively over time. And I happened to find this by accident, really, and it just totally transformed my life, where once I got started on the therapy, I just saw myself go from a daily heavy drinker to someone who was drinking a few times a week, to once a week, to once a month, to ultimately, after a year on the medication therapy, I quit drinking, because truth be told, I just lost all interest in alcohol and didn't have any desire to drink anymore at all. And so I'm living proof and really have become an advocate personally and professionally, because I've just seen this work in my own life. And now, you know, the you know, more than 1,000 people Rhea has treated, and just the people I encounter personally every day who are having success with this method after trying so many different ways to reduce or cut back and relapsing and again and again and again. I'm here to kind of prove that there's a new way. And I'm really passionate about raising awareness about this, because while there's science and evidence out there and there are physicians becoming more aware of it, it's still relatively unknown. And I swear, whenever I encounter someone who learns about it for the first time, the first question is, why didn't I already know about this? Why don't more people know this exists? And so that's kind of my passion and purpose behind it.
And that certainly says a whole lot, as you are the Director of Community Engagement there at Rhea Health and have gone through this evidence-based alcohol treatment there at Rhea Health. Awesome stuff. Now, in your experience, how would someone know if they are drinking too much or need to seek support to cut back or to stop?
Yeah, you know, this is a question I see a lot too with people, where they're like, well, you know, is my drinking really bad enough to get treatment? Because, you know, I think, again, our view as a society of problematic drinking is it's very black and white. You're either an alcoholic or you're not. You either need to go to treatment or you don't. And so what's great about this method is that it can really intervene and help someone seek support and make changes in their relationship to alcohol without having to hit the, you know, quote unquote, rock bottom and really destroy their life until, you know, they really know it's a problem. You know, I've seen women who they just drink, you know, a few glasses of wine every single night, but they're starting to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm not paying attention to my kids, or I'm less sharp at work. Like, they just notice it's starting to impact their life. However, the thought of just abstinence forever is really daunting, because they love, you know, going out wine tasting with friends or having alcohol in their life in some way. So this really provides an option for those people. And I think, you know, ultimately, to go back to your question about how does someone know, in my personal opinion and experience, it's really a personal choice. You know, like the woman who's drinking a few glasses of wine every night, it might start to feel problematic for her, but there might be someone else who doesn't see a problem with it at all. So for me, it's really a personal choice. If you can ask yourself honestly and say, is alcohol negatively impacting my life in any way? And if you can answer that honestly, and yes, it is, then it might be time to start exploring ways to improve your relationship to alcohol. And again, that's why the medication therapy can be so helpful and effective, because it gives you that option to keep alcohol in your life without having to, you know, go totally abstinent. So yeah.
Katie, not only has it been inspiring, but it certainly has been informative as well. Really appreciate your joining us here today on behalf of Rhea Health. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or one last final word that you'd like to share with the audience as we conclude today?
Yeah, you know, I would just say, you know, if you're someone who is experiencing, you know, regular hangovers, or, you know, you feel like you have a need for alcohol to unwind after a stressful day, or to cope with your kids, or whatever way you might be leaning on alcohol, just consider looking into evidence-based treatments, and realize that abstinence is not your only option. These treatments, I've seen them work for, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people over my few years of serving as an advocate in this realm. And just realize that you're not alone. A lot of people are struggling with it. And if it's impacting your life in any negative way, you know, there are other options for you. So, just do your research and look into it for sure.
Certainly some great advice coming from you. And if listeners wanted to be in touch or to get more information on Rhea Health Online, where's the best place to do so?
Yeah, absolutely. They can visit the website, rheahealth.com, and it's RIA, which stands for Reduction in Alcohol. And, you know, actually, we also have a YouTube channel and an Instagram and Facebook, so we're on social as well, which you can link to all of those from the website.
Awesome stuff, and it all happens at rheahealth.com. Katie, all the best, and thanks so much for what you do and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
We have been visiting with Katie Lane, Director of Community Engagement at Rhea Health and At-Home Evidence-Based Alcohol Treatment through telemedicine. And for further details, simply visit rheahealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health. The name says it all. Breathe. UNatural's potent lung support supplement made by medical and herbal professionals makes it easier to do just that. Formulated for sinus, nasal, and immune health, save 15% off with eHealth15 at unatural.com. Try it risk-free for 90 days with code eHealth15 at eunatural.com.